from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Pending the passage of a motion at tomorrow night's Timmins Council meeting, you'll have to pay a lot more for your temporary car shelter this winter. The Community Services Department at City Hall says the updated fee schedule will pay for bylaw officers processing applications and reviewing the placement of the tents on site. The seasonal charge rises from $15 to $35. The yearly fee jumps from $25 to $50. The fees haven't increased in 8 years. A doctor with privileges at Timmins and District Hospital is the winner of the October 50-50 draw staged by the Hospital Foundation. Family physician David Houston gets just over $106,000. When he told his wife, Gwen, that he got a phone call from the foundation on Friday morning, she thought it was recruiting him for next year's Dancing with the Docs fundraiser. The good doctor says some of the money will be used for a trip and some of the rest to help others, including the hospital. Nearly a year after talks began, Canada Post workers have voted in favor of strike action if a deal can't be reached. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers will be in a legal strike position next Sunday. The union says preliminary results show nearly 96% of urban workers and over 95% of rural workers support their negotiating committees and are ready to strike if necessary. CUPW says it's advocating for fair wages and safe working conditions. The employer says it has offered wage increases amounting to 10% over 4 years and defined benefit pension protections. Canada Post also says it lost $3 billion from 2018 to 2023. Local history time again, and coming off the first big celebration of Halloween in Timmins in 1928, the Kiwanis Club decided to have a more organized event the following year. Teaming up with several other organizations, it put on a party on the Cyanide Flats, now Hollinger Park. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says 5,000 people showed up for games, goodies, and a huge bonfire. People were asked to bring 2 weeks' worth of household garbage to burn.
TNNO even put in some of their old railway ties that were full of creosote. So it created this humongous fire that I think was probably an environmental disaster. But in any case, when that went off, everybody was thrilled, and it was a great celebration.
The Kiwanis did something similar for a few more years.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.